The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
Nice to see you again, David. It's been a while.
Likewise.
Everything's good?
Yeah.
Terrific. And as we go on, we'll be talking with David in reference to different things that David does in the town. But I always like to start the show with the importance of Project Independence. And the most important thing to remember is the number 311. Because you can call that number at any time for help. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And this is done through very many vehicles. We have social work services. We have transportation for doctors, transportation for shopping. We have exercise classes. We have mental alertness type classes. We have, you name it, during the course of the week, there has to be at least 10 programs a day going on. Someplace in the town of North Hempstead, in the center, and the Yes We Can Community Center at Clinton G. Martin. All you have to do, call 311. There has to be something for you. What are these groups? I know David's with the Romeos and different groups.
Yes.
And only, you know, a phone call can put you in touch with one of these organizations. And the radio program's purpose is to help educate people to the different things that are going on in the town and around the town. And today we're very fortunate to have Tony Logue with us. Tony Logue is an assistant New York State Attorney General. And Tony has done programs with me in the past in reference to Project SAFE, which is Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. And unfortunately, this is the time of the year, not just the holidays, but the winter months when people, you know, they're home more, they're getting phone calls, they're getting scammed, they're lonely. I don't mean they're depressed, but they're probably, you know, it's a tough time of year, especially for a senior who may be, I'm going by women, but may be alone because the husband's passed on. And what is she doing? It's a snow. There's supposed to be snow this weekend.
Yes, yeah.
So already you're starting off with like, oh, I better not go out. I don't want to slip. So you're susceptible to somebody calling. Mm-hmm. A nice voice on the other end.
Yes.
But anyway, good morning, Tony. And always a thank you for coming.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
You've done programs with me in the past. Mm-hmm. And everybody loves Tony. But let's start off with, you know, seniors get scammed all the time. It's billions of dollars. What are the some basic things that identify the anatomies of a scam? What would be some of the things that it's a flag as soon as you hear somebody saying some of these things, some of these words?
Well, thanks, John. And that, unfortunately, seniors are a target for scammers for the reasons that you've mentioned. So when you, to figure out what a scam is, generally there are three things to look for. There's like some type of hook. There's some kind of offer, you know, free money or, you know, something that they'll say, oh, we'll give this to you free if you do something else. Something they're speaking to your emotions, you know. There's a group that's being, you know, being killed in another country. We want you to, you know, give us money. Or something in your situation that maybe will, you know, some stressful situation you're going through, like something with your mortgage, that sort of thing. So there's some hook that they're calling that gets your interest.
Okay.
They're also dealing with you on a more personal level than they should be as someone who's just calling you cold, like a cold call, where they're trying to connect with you, talk to you about your grandchildren, talk to you about your children, something that would not be appropriate for someone who's just calling you. And then there's always a deadline. Listen, you got to take advantage of this offer before you get off this call. Otherwise, it's not going to be available. That sort of thing.
Okay.
So those are those, especially the time element factor is a red flag. You should probably just hang up at that point. Often, if I get these type of calls, I just ask for, you know, I'm not going to make a decision now. Send me something in the mail, and that usually gets them off the line pretty quickly.
Right. Yes. And you know what is? Go ahead, David.
The one other thing I always ask, if it sounds too good to be true, it isn't.
Yeah, it is, right. Right, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. That's right.
Yeah, it's a scam.
Yeah, no, 100%. And the thing is, I don't understand. I'm not a big phone answerer. People know it. It's like, I don't answer the phone. For some reason, seniors have to pick it up. Mm-hmm. It's like, let it go to voicemail.
Right.
Because they'll hang up on you. They're not interested in giving a story. They usually hang up. Mm-hmm. They want the person.
Yes.
So don't pick up the phone. They pick up the phone, you get stuck.
Yeah, we in our household, we always listen to the, you know, as it comes in, you know, we scan every call. You know, we don't pick up. Because then, if you pick up, frankly, they, you know, these companies note that you're picking it up and will be more likely to call you
right.
in the future. So if you don't pick up, actually, it kind of dissuades them from calling in the future.
Right, I agree with you.
Yeah. One thing that I've done, if I don't know the number at all, or if, you know, if it's a 888 or 800, I might go to answering machine.
Right, right.
And if they really have a message, they'll leave a message. But what I'll do, I'll pick up the phone. If, you know, I'll say, they'll ask my name. And I'll say, who's calling and why?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, no, right. I have no reason, I'm not being surly, but I have no reason to be polite.
Right, right, right.
That's business a good point, because you don't want to give any personal information out with unsolicited calls. If someone calling you directly, you have no obligation to give any information about yourself.
Right.
You just want to know why they're calling you. Kind of have to, like, take control of the call.
Right.
Yeah, and kind of, like, why are you calling and be very vigilant about that.
Yeah, and who are you right. and why are you calling?
And yeah, and be careful. You know, people ask for, you know, a company could say they're calling from your credit card company, and they have information that would be on a statement, like the last four digits of your account or whatever. But if they ask for, like, what's your mother's maiden name, say, I'm not going to give that information. I'm going to call the number on the back of my credit card and see if this is actually, if there is actually a concern. Because you have to be careful. Because say they intercepted your statement, they have limited information. But when they start asking you for more things than you know that they would have, you have to be really careful about
that. Yeah, I was just thinking, being suspicious of everything is a terrible way to live. But nowadays, it's the only way to stay alive.
Right. Well, you're being suspicious of something you don't know. And
that's right.
Nothing wrong with
you're
that.
Being cautious
you're not being
and
suspicious
careful.
Of your wife.
No.
But a phone call that comes in, there's nothing wrong with being suspicious.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard recently of a scam with Social Security. They were calling, okay, mm-hmm. and telling the people you didn't get their COLA increase, the cost of living increase. Mm-hmm. So we need to get this organized so you get your increase.
Oh.
What's your number? Wow. Give us your name. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you have somebody who's in their 80s, says, I didn't get my – oh, my God, how silly. You know, we have to give it to you retroactively.
Mm-hmm.
And got all the information from people.
Wow.
And,
away
you know,
we go.
Again, the government and Lilco – not Lilco, PSENG, they're going to send you a letter.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, I think most of the time they're not going to call.
No. Everything's going to be by letter.
Yeah, or email. You know, they'll tell you your bill is due.
Well, see, even email, paid. I get emails that I don't.
Right.
That I don't trust, and I just delete them. And somebody says that was from me. I was like, well, it didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I got one the other day, a Google thing, and it gave me all these instructions to open it. And it was somebody I knew. But she didn't say anything in the content or right. in the context, whatever it is.
Right. And if you open it, it could infect your computer.
Right.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
There is a way to determine who it is that's calling. You have to ask. It's hard to explain on the phone, but ask somebody who's computer mode. You can just right click and just after the caller ID and find out who's calling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of with this personal information being, you know, if they're soliciting it, it's in order to get to your, personal information so that they can use that to get credit cards, right? So and then a lot of times there's like identity theft. Identity
right.
theft is very hard to undo. People, because there's no like centralized government entity that will help you do that. It's really on you then to call all these, you know, credit card reporting companies. Credit reporting companies. So it's really difficult. It takes years, and sometimes you never get out of it. And you cannot, like, they won't reissue you another Social Security number.
That
you know?
I know.
That's the problem. So it's not like you can say to the government, well, listen, I just want to start my identity over because this is so much of a, you know, a burden to me. That's not happening. So you really have to safeguard your personal information.
A suggestion. You mentioned credit reporting agencies. call each of them and put a lock on your mm-hmm. account. I've done that. I did that years ago. Free. Anyone wants to, I'm from the XYZ something company, mm-hmm. and I want to get a credit report on David Linden. I'm sorry, that's frozen.
Mm-hmm. That just happened with Equifax, right? Equifax right. had this data breach, right, where they were hacked.
Yes.
So they, you know, even though, you know, you could go online and see if it affected you, I did that for all my kids. I froze all, you know, my credit reporting accounts, and then I did it for all my kids because, yeah. you know, that's bad. That's really bad because there's yeah. no, once that goes out, there's no way you right. can pull that back in.
By the way, you know, when you put a freeze on, you can unfreeze it for a particular credit reporting agency.
Right. It's like $5 in New York to unfreeze.
And that you're unfreezing it just because I'm looking and you're looking for a mortgage. I want to check your rating and say, okay,
yes.
John Ryan has the right because I'm representing the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You'll unfreeze it and then it refrozes.
For that one purpose. Right. And then so that's
one purpose and a limited period
right.
of time.
Right, okay.
So at least you have control over it. And it is better. And it stays on until you decide to take it off, which
right,
is,
okay.
which also makes you feel good. You know, it doesn't, like, expire after a year. Like, they used to do that where it expired after a year or so, but no.
Yeah, it might have been for several years now.
It's good.
So it makes sense. It really is. I mean, the shame of these conversations in general is all the things you have to think of in order to protect yourself. That's mm-hmm. really what you're talking about, and it's a shame. And this is one of those areas, I'm sure many seniors, again, I'm talking, you know, 75, 80, 85-year-old, they probably don't even know Equifax exists
right.
excuse
mm-hmm.
me.
Right.
So, you know, that's the shame of it, too. The shame of it, too. I believe that most of these scams will be gone, like, in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 50-year-olds, they're much smarter, you know,
right.
and especially the women are working more. And I don't mean it the way it sounds. Many of the women that are being taken advantage of, they've had jobs.
Yeah.
You know, so the
right.
husband has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
They're writing checks for the first time in 50 years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody calls. They're nervous. They're nervous that their son is going to turn around and say, Ma, you're an idiot. And therefore,
right.
they give the information. They think they're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of effort, and I forget who told me once, and it's so true. If a guy spends the whole day and makes 100, 200 dials, but just gets one woman for $1,000, it's worth the day.
Right, sure. That's right.
You
that's
know, even though 199 will hang up on him,
mm-hmm.
one person
right.
that he gets, and if he does it one day a week, and obviously it's more than $1,000, it's billions
mm-hmm.
on a yearly basis.
Yeah, he has to be lucky only once.
Right. You know.
That's a good point.
But we're going to keep going on. We're talking in reference to these phone calls, and I know, Tony, you have said it in the past, get it in writing.
Right. Get it in writing. Yeah.
Don't even have to have the conversation.
Right. And often they won't even follow up because they
right.
don't want to do that. They're looking for the person who's going to react to the phone call. So in a lot of ways, you shut them down when you ask for.
Right,
for,
right.
But if you do get things in the mail, sometimes scammers will use the mail, for instance, like saying, and it looks like a very governmental piece of paper, you know, has a, you know, it alludes to like a town or whatever, and saying that you owe them money. And you don't think you really owe people money. You know, you can contact them. But what I would do is, you know, if you really don't think you owe money, I would contact, like, the Attorney General's office. We have a consumer rep who does these kind of things, and we'll then contact this entity that says you owe them money. And often they say, oh, it's a mistake, you know, they back off then, you know, that sort of thing. They don't really have underlying documents to support it. That when you look deeper, you know, there's nothing there. And they're, you know, either they made a mistake, honestly,
right,
or
right.
they're actually scammers trying to, you know, get money out of your pocket. So please utilize our office. We're at 200 Old Country Road, and we have a consumer rep in Mineola, and we have a consumer rep.
Can you give out the phone number?
Sure, 516-248-3308.
516-248-3308.
Right.
Okay.
You know, another thought. I'm guessing that there are very few people, especially elderly people, or the woman who's become a widow, you know, who do their own taxes. Call the person who does your taxes for you, usually an accountant, and say, somebody called me that I owe some money, and they'll go through. No, you don't owe a cent.
Right.
Owe a cent. I mean, somebody who's knowledgeable and who's on your side.
That's true.
We're going to take that thought a little further, but right now we have to go for a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.